Now, back up from the deep sea to an invasive species in coral reefs in the Caribbean. Lionfish are beautiful but venomous fish that are native to reefs in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. They're also popular aquarium pets, and it's thought that releases, either accidentally or perhaps on purpose, led to their introduction on the other side of the world.
One of the first reports of lionfish in the Atlantic dates back to like the late 70s, early 80s. And it was a sort of an anecdotal observation. Somebody had seen one of these off the coast of Florida and nobody believed her.
That's Chris Fluke from the Ocean Support Foundation in Bermuda.
Then in 1992, there was a confirmed accidental release after Hurricane Andrew in the Biscayne Bay area of about 5 to 6 lionfish. People went there and took pictures and said, oh, that's beautiful. That's, you know, lionfish in the Atlantic. Oh, they're not really going to do much damage. Nobody knew and even predicted at all that they would do as much damage as they have.
There are 9 species of lionfish, and there are 2 that have become established in the Caribbean, Pteroes volitans and Pteroes miles.
What's really interesting is everything north of Florida is both species, the volitans and miles. Everything south of Bahamas seems to be mostly volitans, which makes sort of the researchers believe that basically there were potentially 2 points of the invasion, one off Florida because of the 2 species, and then one south of Florida basically is just the volitans. To this point, I believe everyone south of Bahamas, from Curacao down to Colombia, Mexico and all that, are all volitans.
Lionfish have also reached much further north to Bermuda, way out in the Sargasso Sea, 1,000 kilometres off the United States eastern seaboard. It was Chris Fluke who reported spotting one in the water in Bermuda 10 years ago. Back then, he was head collector at the Bermuda Aquarium, and he noticed something was wrong at one of his top collecting spots.
So the one year I went, and all of a sudden I was very aware that there were a lot less fish than usual, and it sort of raised some concerns to me. And as I turned the corner, sure enough, there was a lionfish. So I caught the lionfish, brought it in, and we started figuring like where this thing came from, because Bermuda's so far in the middle of nowhere, it's not that we imported the fish, it's obviously come from somewhere else.
The major problem with lionfish getting established in the Caribbean is that they have really big appetites, and as soon as they set up home on a new reef, they very quickly start munching their way through the native fish species.
Where they're from in the Pacific, they've been programmed over millions of years to eat as much as they can whenever they can, because the fish there see them as a threat. They've got to work really hard to eat because they might not eat tomorrow. The fish in the Atlantic don't see them as a threat. And we did some early experiments when we first started seeing them here. And I took a little lionfish and put him in one tank. And I took a little black grouper from off the coast here in another tank. And I took some juvenile bait fish out of an enclosed bay that had never seen a grouper and put them in the tank with the grouper. And they knew that they had to stay away from that grouper because they knew at some point that grouper would eat them. And then we put the small fish into the tank with the lionfish, and they actually swam up to the lionfish to try and hide next to him, and he ate every single one. When you look head-on at a lionfish, it looks very similar to the soft corals that we have in the Atlantic, so the fish just haven't picked it up as a threat yet. They know groupers, they know sharks, they know bigger fish are threats, but just the way a lionfish looks more like something that they would want to hide in. Every single lionfish that I've necropsied, from Bermuda, Florida, to the Caribbean, every single one has fatty liver disease. Now, fatty liver disease is a classic captive problem in the fact that you're overfeeding and the fish isn't working hard enough to get its food. So to see every single lionfish from the wild that we've cut open had fatty liver disease is very telling in the fact that they're just gorging.
Studies are showing just how much of an impact lionfish can have on Caribbean reef fish. In the Bahamas, a 5-week experiment showed that lionfish can reduce native juvenile fish by 79%. And one large lionfish was observed eating 20 young fish in just half an hour. And one of the keys to the successful invasion of the Atlantic by lionfish is their immense reproductive capacity.
The females will dump about 30,000 eggs every spawning cycle. Now, those eggs, after about 30 to 40 days or so, actually settle out as baby fish on the reef. And by about 6 to 7 months old, they're actually old enough to spawn. So what it is the quick turnaround on the fish, as far as their spawning cycles, have just made the population really boom.
And it's those eggs that Chris thinks invaded Bermuda from further south in the Caribbean.
The egg mass that the female dumps, it's not individual eggs or individual little larval fish. What it is, it's a big gooey gelatinous ball that floats around for a couple of days before these fish actually hatch out. So with that gooey ball floating to the surface and floating around for a few days before they actually hatch, you know, the ones that are spawning here close to shore, the potential is that the larval fish can make it to shore. But quite a few of them, I'm sure, are getting pushed out into the deep and going further north where it's colder, and they actually don't make it to adulthood. But there's not much doubt in my mind that, you know, all the breeding fish that are down in the Caribbean, just because there are so many of them, for sure some of those egg masses are making it to us.
And with lionfish in the Atlantic eating so much, they're growing bigger and producing even more fish than they do in the Pacific.
In their native range, they get sort of about 13 inches or so, and we've had them as big as 18 in the Atlantic.
Well, after researching these fish and learning more about their ability to munch their way through native fish populations, Chris and his colleagues convinced the Bermuda government to try and tackle the problem of lionfish in Bermudian waters. They came up with a plan to catch as many lionfish as possible, and the task force they enlisted is made up of local scuba divers.
They're fairly easy to catch. They really are bold and brave. They know that they have venom and nothing's going to eat them. There's two ways that we target them diving here. In most places I've been, they do the same thing. They basically have some sort of small type spear that allows the diver to get up to the fish and whack him without getting too close. My personal favorite is using little collecting nets, little hand nets. With the fishermen, what I usually do is, because some guys are actually catching them on hook and line and stuff as well, what I tell guys is that when you get it in the boat, just throw it on ice and leave it until it's dead. Once it's dead, then just cut the top fins off, cut the bottom fins off, and treat it like any other fish.
They're also working on novel ways of selectively trapping lionfish while leaving other fish alone. One approach is to put some bait fish in a glass jar inside a trap to attract the predatory lionfish. And the other idea takes advantage of the fact that lionfish are social animals.
We're also using high-resolution pictures of lionfish so that basically the lionfish will see them, think there's a group of them in there, and want to go hang out. None of the other fish want to come and take a look at a picture of a lionfish, but lionfish do for some reason. So, I mean, we're in the early stages of this and working out the kinks in it, but there's quite a bit of promise there so far with it.
And the good news is that in areas where there's not too great a risk of ciguatera poisoning, that's a disease that people can catch by eating predatory fish in some tropical countries, then lionfish are really good to eat, even though they have those venomous spines.
It's a true protein-based venom. It's not a toxin or a poison. And in heating, the venom will actually denature, so it's just inert. So that's why if people are stung, we say the first thing to do is just put your hand wherever you've been stung in this warm water you can without burning yourself. But a cooking, if you took the whole fish as is, threw it in a frying pan, cooked it all the way through, there is absolutely nothing that on the fish you can't eat.
So the campaign Chris launched was called Eat 'em to Beat 'em.
I've always looked at the lionfish issue as we need to make lemonade from lemons. We have this issue with lionfish in the Atlantic now. You know, humans have caused it. There's no doubt there. But you know the seafood watch cards where you've got a green choice, a yellow choice, and a red choice? The green choice is the best option, yellow choice we should avoid, and red choice we should definitely avoid. And those are all sort of managed fisheries. With lionfish, if we can start a commercial fishery for them, basically it's a greener than green choice because we're not removing healthy genetics from managed fishery because we want to remove all of them. By targeting them as a food fish, A, they're not out there eating. B, they're not out there spawning. They're not competing against the other fish that are native supposed to be here. But then also, we're not pressuring the grouper and snapper species that aren't doing as well as we think they are. So there is some hope there if we can make a commercial fishery out of them.
Lionfish eradication programs are being rolled out across their new range. So if you're a diver, watch out for lionfish catching derbies if you ever visit the Caribbean. And time will tell how well lionfish fisheries will take off to help control the invasion and minimise the impact on native species. But as Chris points out, lionfish are probably in the Caribbean for good.
For me, it's never been an eradication issue. It's always been a management issue, because to think that we're going to remove every single one of these lionfish is a complete pipe dream.
Chris Fluke there from the Ocean Support Foundation, introducing us to the problem of invasive lionfish in Bermuda and beyond. And you can find out more about the lionfish invasion from links at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans.